You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
President Trump has finalized his list of tariffs to be imposed on nations exporting products to the United States. Let's get the latest on that and some other things happening at the White House. With me now, CBS correspondent Natalie Brand. Natalie, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Megan. Great to join you.
So, Natalie, which countries are included in this latest round of tariffs that I think kick in, what, August 7th?
Yeah, that's right. There's a few extra days for customs officials to, I guess, adjust and implement. But the White House released a list just ahead of the August 1st deadline, which talks about nearly 70 trading partners, rates for nearly 70 countries, ranging from 41% when you're looking at Syria, 39% for Switzerland, down to 10% at the lower end. And White House officials say that, you know, they really broke the countries into different buckets. If the U.S. had a trade surplus with a country, goods would face that lower 10% baseline rate. Where there was a small deficit, they generally faced 15%, and then countries with larger deficits face roughly what had been announced back in April and what the White House had called Liberation Day, or could have been reduced down through the negotiations. As you know, Megan, there have been announcements of deals, or at least frameworks for agreements, with six countries, including Japan and South Korea, as well as the EU. So that's significant. When you look at some of our top trading partners, we're talking about Canada, Mexico, and China. Negotiations are continuing with Mexico and with China, but Canada, the president announced that tariff rate will actually be increased to 35%, citing a lack of cooperation regarding the flow of illicit fentanyl. Canada's prime minister pushing back, saying that, you know, Canada only accounts for 1% of fentanyl into the U.S. and that, you know, they really, I think what it's reflective of is talks between those leaders really stalling.
One other thing I want to talk to you about while we've got you here, the White House apparently announcing that it will be starting construction on a new $200 million ballroom in September. A lot of people asking, why is this necessary and who is paying for it?
Right. So who's paying for it? The White House says that President Trump and donors will be paying for it, although we don't have exact specifics about donors, and we'll have to wait and see, you know, what the cost ends up being and whether the president makes good on that promise. But he said that this is something that's been, you know, asked about and needed for years, since there are space constraints and limitations here at the White House for big events. So he sees himself as a builder and developer and says he's good at ballrooms and he's going to get this going. Construction expected to begin in September, and they're aiming for it to be done before he leaves office in 2029. What is notable is it would be the first structural change to the executive mansion since the Truman balcony in 1948. Construction is planned for the East Wing, where the office of the First Lady is. This would not necessarily, it would be adjacent, not interfering or, in any way changing that structure. Of course, everything has to go through preservation and a bunch of different processes since you are dealing with the White House.
All right. That is CBS correspondent Natalie Brand. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.